This week, the market gave us a classic lesson in panic and patience. The violent elevator down met with a face-ripping squeeze, and while traders were focused on every tick, a new race for AI dominance accelerated, creating what experts are calling yet another Sputnik moment for a new generation. Hello and welcome back to the Sunday Rollup, the weekly market outlook that helps you prepare for the week ahead in futures and indices trading. I'm your host, Johnny Dankseed. We've got a packed show for you today. We'll recap the dramatic squeeze that defined the past week and break down the critical levels for ES and NQ, dive into geopolitical earthquake in the AI sector, and look at key earnings. So let's roll it up. Let's start with the week behind us. And folks, it was textbook example of a principle we talk about constantly on the channel. In a downtrend, the largest and fastest squeezes are born from the sharpest or scariest sell-offs. This week, the ES gave us a classic elevator down move that shook out weak hands, finding a low around the 66.90, which was a key level from late October. So right around here. The magic happened when we revisited that price level and failed a breakdown. For newer viewers, a failed breakdown is when price breaks below a known support level, but almost immediately recovers back above it. This is a powerful signal that selling momentum has exhausted itself. It's a really good edge to trade. I took a long position Friday, managed to get some of this move up. Usually, if you think about it, the way the playbook predicts this type of movement, it's usually a violent short covering squeeze right into the weekend close. The key takeaway is try not to get in the way of the elevator down, be patient, and see for it to reclaim a key level before you try to jump in and knife catch. So turning our attention to the week ahead, just going to recap the I do have a drawing here, and if you think about it, we're kind of stuck in this area here where we have a major triangle that I was looking at previously, and the price dug down into the 66.90 level, and then obviously recovered back onto the upper side of the triangle, maintaining this bottom half of the triangle still intact for this upward trend. Going forward, turning my attention to the week ahead, there's a couple stories. I'm going to talk about the technicals first. For the technicals, the squeeze is leaving us closer to the highs. The bull case is obviously clear. Bull successfully defended the major support zone right around here where this green block is, about 66.90 area. And we then reclaimed 67.28, right? Which was, I guess you could say, the upper slice of that triangle that I had drawn on the daily. As long as we hold above that area, the path of least resistance, at least to me, is higher. Major upside targets from here are 68.05 and 68.15, right around here. And a break above there could see, a retest up as high as 68.50. My plan is to, I still have a slight bullish lean. I'm going to see if there's any sort of strength if we revisit 67.60s. So roughly here where this middle green bar is. So again, if we retest this, I might be looking for longs again, as long as we hold the trend line, that's the upper half of the trend line, I guess you'd call for that triangle here. So just to give you a little bit of a easier read, I'm looking for something like this or this. Obviously, most of you that know how I trade, I focus a lot on intraday levels for SPX flow. That's my bread and butter. So if the flow doesn't show this, then I'm probably not going to chase it either. If you want a bear case, for the bears out there, we really would have to lose this again. The 66.90, 66.85, this failed breakout zone or breakdown zone, we'd have to actually break it down. If we do that, then obviously we're looking at new lows. Remember, no knife catching. Don't be a hero. Don't step out in front of that train as it's on its way down. If we break down, I'm also not selling. I'm gonna be waiting patiently for another failed breakdown to set up a long. We also have headline risk over the weekend regarding the government shutdown, which could obviously affect all of this. Basically, my rule right now, as long as all of these factors are in play, government shutdown, the AI news that's coming out, things like that, is stay nimble, right? Obviously, the best way to trade this is possibly even intraday instead of swings. And now I would like to focus a little bit of a moment here to talk about the fundamental story that is redefining tech. We have a rapid rise of Chinese AI models such as KimiK2. Previously, it was DeepSeek, and they are market-moving stories. Basically, it's innovation born from restriction. For traders, these can be somewhat seen as Sputnik moments of the AI world. For example, DeepSeek was able to lower the cost, train for a fraction of the Western model cost. KimiK2 came out, and it's an agentic model that outperforms top Western models, even in coding benchmarks. This is to show us that DeepSeek wasn't a one-off. China is systematically producing world-class open-source AI. The core takeaway is that U.S. export controls intended to slow China's progress have backfired. They force a ruthless focus on software efficiency, giving Chinese AI a significant cost advantage. This directly challenges the high-margin business models of Western tech giants and introduces a new layer of risk for names like Nvidia, whose highest-end chips are now being circumvented by smarter software. This brings us over to the other big AI headline, which is OpenAI. Late last week, their CFO suggested that the U.S. government should provide a backstop for their trillion-dollar chip investments. The backlash was almost immediately, with Trump's AI head stating publicly there will be no federal bailout for AI. For traders, this basically just highlights the trillion-dollar question mark over the entire AI investment cycle and adds a headline risk that can spill over into NQ. The message is clear. The market is starting to scrutinize the profitability of these massive AI commitments. It is very interesting because when you break it down, China is basically not having to circumvent the exports restrictions, and what they're doing is they're working with what they do have, what they do have access to, which are usually slower chips. But then you also have giants like Huawei trying to catch up to Nvidia's performance by 2027, according to their roadmap. So this is honestly, going to be making a shift. Companies like ASML, Nvidia, TSM, they might, they might not be, I guess you could say, doing as well if this shift happens at an even larger scale and picks up speed. So moving on, I would like to move on to the next section, which is kind of earnings, a little bit of market bellwethers, right? So going back on that, I have a couple charts for you. And the first one is Disney. It's pure consumer sentiment, right, that I look at for this. If the earnings doesn't come in good, even if a good Disney report, it might not have the fuel for like a sustained rally. Disney has in the past been looking better, but I personally am not going to take any position on this one. I think right now a lot of, I guess you could say, geopolitical tension is obviously driving certain immigration away as far as tourism goes. So, this might not perform as well. Their subscribers on their streaming services not doing as hot either. So it's one of those things that I'm not going to take a position in, but I will be watching it to see which way it plays out. My next focus is going to be Cisco. This is another bellwether for me. It's a backbone of global networking. Their report will give us a pulse on corporate IT spending. The stock has been trending, right? So it's been doing pretty well. However, I'd like to see what happens right now with this AI news. I want to see if there's any cutback in spending. Obviously, the key levels that I have for it don't really interest me either. If we did get a dip down, into the low 60 area, then, possibly I'll be looking for possibly a recovery on the long. Obviously, I'm not gonna knife catch. I'm gonna wait till the full report comes out, earnings hit, and then I'll proceed from there. And then, obviously, since we're talking about the China AI, my next focus is gonna be on JD, which is, to me, it's a pretty good bellwether of Chinese company, obviously. A company like JD gives us a read on the Chinese consumer, and by extension, the health of the ecosystem where these AI disruptions are happening, right? Where they're thriving. So for this one, I'm obviously going to be taking a look to see how they do in their earnings. I actually expect them to possibly do well. Again, I have no position. I'm not really a fan of the levels that we're, currently at and the levels that are around it. I could definitely see, again, same as Cisco, if it dips to a certain level, maybe 25, 27 area, then I could see myself possibly snagging along. If they do above 33, then obviously, I might also take along there, depending on what it has to do with how well their earnings go. And for this week's community AMA, I do want to tackle the evergreen question that, I get asked on Discord sometimes, which is how should a futures trader approach a long-term thematic shift like the rise of Chinese AI rather than, just a short, term news play? And to me, that's a fantastic question. The key is to separate your tactical trading from your strategic watch list. Tactically, you trade the technical levels in ES and Q, like we discussed. Strategically, you use this thematic shift to identify futures leaders and laggards. This Chinese AI efficiency theme, for example, might mean you might be more cautious on long-term allocations to high PE or pure play AI software names that now face new competition. Conversely, it puts a spotlight on critical picks and shovels companies. For example, one of my favorites in the allied semiconductor supply chain like ASML. Don't force the thematic trade into your short-term futures book. Instead, let it inform you which equities you might want to own on pullbacks or sectors that might face persistent headwinds. As far as news goes, we do have news events that are obviously scheduled, but US government data is obviously being impacted by the shutdown. So some of these are tentative. They're subject to being delayed, revised, canceled. And that's about all the time I have for this week's Sunday roll-up. I do apologize that I've been a little absent on the last few Sundays. I've been, having a lot that I've been shifting around in my own personal life. I'm trying to make it so that going forward, I'll be able to hopefully do this more consistently and then eventually start live trading in the Discord. So the key takeaways from this is the technical squeeze for at least ES is bullish above 6730 approximately. Be obviously aware of fundamental tremors in the AI section. The AI sector, apologies. It's more than a tech race, it's like a battle for global ecosystem dominance. If you want to dive deeper into these trades, get my real-time updates or, for example, range levels for SPX for the day, things like that, then feel free to join us in Discord. We're a community of pretty serious traders. It's 100% free Discord. No subscription, no nothing like that. I'll be making a video shortly in the next few days about how to join, where to look for like key information or key data. The link is in the description below. And if any of this information was useful to you, feel free to smash the like button if you found this helpful. Subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you in the next one. Trade smart.